Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Welcome to the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. I'm Lynn, your host. Today we are going to talk about leaving the person in our life who carries narcissistic tendencies. It's about escaping to freedom carefully. It's a sensitive topic, and no better time to discuss it than right now. First, however, a shout out to Instacart. Over the past year, I have used Instacart more times than I can count. They have delivered products I love from my local store, and I never had to leave the house. During this time in our society, I am truly grateful for Instacart for providing this service for so many. For a limited time, they are offering free delivery on your first order of $35 or more. A link will be in the show notes. Now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
The breaking point has been reached. The line was crossed. Do you find yourself saying, I can never go through that again? I can never go through that again. What the hell just happened? The threshold has been reached, and you realized it's time for you to go, to leave the relationship permanently. Another argument has occurred out of the blue on why I wore blue socks. Pointless and deliberate, targeted arguments that were intentional in that they were set to degrade the mind have surfaced again. These arguments are crazy making, and they are designed to get you to go over the edge and to lose it. Of course, then it would be all your fault, right? Maybe you're saying, I can't believe I am in this predicament. Perhaps you have determined that you are ready to leave. Okay, it's time. Time to go. Are you ready? No. Sometimes we can plan to leave the narcissist, and sometimes it's just time to go. With the clothes on our back, our toaster oven, a truck full of I don't know what, the dog, and drive to our friend's house and know that we will find the inner strength, fortitude, ability, muscle power, endurance, faith, finances to make it. It's a judgment call. Leaving the narcissist may be one of the hardest things you have ever done in your life. You're about to start a war. The war, you see, has already been going on. It's a war that the narcissist has been playing and wants you to lose. You are about to burn up the road and escape to freedom. Freedom to live life for you. If you have decided it's the beginning of the end of the relationship, there are some things you will need to do to prepare. First, get a plan. Make a list. There is a lot to plan out. Write down everything you need to execute your plan. The list will be unique to your situation, but should be all-encompassing as best as you can, to include how, when, where you will go, who you involve as far as resources. Think about everything from finances to moving to job situation to personal belongings and paperwork, children, family, friends, pets. There's a lot to think through, and this will take time. Think about everything from A to Z as best as possible. This decision will impact every area of your life. A list will help to stay on task and to see if there are any missing holes in the plan. It's okay to read the plan over and over again, revise. It's okay. Planning a big move like this can seem daunting. Take it one day at a time and plan as you're able to do so. There's a lot of stress going on in the background, and planning for an escape is an additional stressor. Be good to yourself as you are making your list and getting prepared as best as you can. I have 5 additional steps, and we're going to go through these. Second, consider a stealth move. The narcissist in your life lives and breathes by narcissistic supply. And if you are the primary source of this supply, you may be in for a roller coaster ride if you plan to vacate the relationship. I'm just going to pause right here and put a trigger warning on this episode. It's a sensitive topic, and so I just want to be mindful of that during this time, okay? So the stealth move. If the narcissist comes to the knowledge that you have intentions to leave the relationship, they may and have been known to go what is called the narcissistic rage. Now, if you've known the narcissist for some time, you may already be familiar with this and know that it's nothing to take lightly. If you are not familiar with narcissistic rage, it's the time when the ghost of Christmas past comes out to terrorize you in any way, shape, or form through the narcissist. And when I say rage, I mean rage. This is nothing you want to be present for and should be avoided at all cost. If the narcissist knows they are about to lose narcissistic supply, especially at their primary source of supply, which is you potentially, then this may spiral them into this narcissistic rage. Know that this exists and do your best to not be around that person during this time. If you feel you could be in harm's way by moving out of your premise and leaving the narcissist, you may wish to consider letting your local police or sheriff's department know, and in some cases even ask for a courtesy patrol officer or police presence to be around. Please check, of course, with your local jurisdictions on laws that govern your area. In some states, I have read that you may even need a court order. But let supportive friends and family know your plan. Next, third, gather resources. Confide in trusted friends and family to assist you at this time. This will be a test to see who is in your court, and as earth-shattering as it is to come to learn who is also not on your side. Be prepared for those who are close to you to not support you during this time. Think about resources. Do you need to get movers involved? Do you need to get a P.O. box, a post office box? Do you have friends that you can call on for an emergency? Set up resources to help with dates and times so that you are ready to roll when you decide to move forward. Next, fourth, lay low. The moments, days, weeks, and months after leaving the narcissist are the times of the greatest and the most intense emotions from all parties. At this time, it may be best to lay low. What I mean by this is to consult with a few trusted friends, inner family members about your situation. but keep things low key. This is not the time for Facebook or Instagram or social media regarding your relationship to stir up drama, right? It's okay to take a break from social media during this time, but do not contact the narcissist. Make sure you're in a safe place at all times once you've left. And you will get through this, but the road is going to be bumpy for a bit. It will eventually smooth out. Hang on tight and keep your seatbelt buckled, but lay low for a period of time. Be aware of your surroundings and keep a watchful eye of unusual behavior. Anticipate behavior such as a friend that you may have not seen in a long time show up at your workplace. Just things that are out of the norm. You've made a big step toward freedom, and the narcissist does not want this to be an easy task for you. After you've left the narcissist, it's essential to take time to decompress, which is number 5, decompress. After you have left, you need lots of self-care. Put yourself first. Number 1, it's been a stressful time in your life, and you need time to unwind. Get restored physically, spiritually, mentally. Start a journal. Write down the events that have transpired. Let your heart mourn the toxicity of the relationship. Grieve. It's okay to cry and let go and to be healed. It may take a while, and that is okay. And also congratulate yourself. You have accomplished much and should be proud of your strength and your abilities. Think about everything that you did right. Think about your new life and your new plans and how things are going to be different. Even during this time, stay at home, right? Use Instacart and have delivery to your door in as fast as 1 hour. Again, I've used Instacart a lot over this past year, and I'm so pleased with their service. Next, be prepared. The narcissist is going to try to reach you. They're going to try to get you to come back, and be prepared for all sorts of mind games to come your way if you are still in contact. The best way to heal and move forward is not to have any contact whatsoever and to graciously allow yourself to detoxify from all the turmoil. Keep in mind, if you are in contact with the narcissist, they will employ all sorts of tactics to get you to come back. They will turn into apologetic sweet talkers with empty promises, and then at the same breath, tell everyone that you abandoned them and start the rumor and the gossip mills running overnight. Whether you are in contact with them or not, ridiculous and devastating lies will be spread around. Don't engage. You know your truth. You lived it. No one can take that from you, even though they might try. Know this will be an all-out, chaotic war. This war is for your freedom. Freedom for your own ability to do as you please, how and when you want to do so. Freedom for your mind to not be controlled and abused by others. Freedom to run. Freedom to use your gifts and talents the way they were intended. You have made the biggest move to free yourself, but you have to cross over 2 layers of barbed wire, hitch a cab into an unknown city for a while, hide in the back alleyway, and then run across a border to freedom. That's facetious, but it gives you a picture in your mind of the process. It's not easy. Wear your sneakers because the terrain is tough. It can be done, and it's worth it. You're going to make it, and you're going to be all right. When we decide to leave the narcissist, we are, in essence, beginning the war that will end the war. Let me read that again. When we decide to leave the narcissist, we are, in essence, beginning the war that will end the war. Whew. The narcissist will not want us to go. And they will create lies regarding the real story, and many will believe them, even those who claim to be our friends. The escape to freedom is not easy. It will be tough, like I said, and it can happen by getting a plan together with goals, with objectives, resources, gathering your inner fortitude and strength to get through. In the end, you will never believe the strength you had. It will be unbelievable, and it will be the fuel and momentum to bring you forward into your next step. It will be worth every last cent. Even the devastation of the relationship will be worth it. You will have a story to relate to others who may be going through the same things, and you can help them break free. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to our podcast, give us a thumbs up, rate us on the podcast platform you use so others can benefit as well. This is Lynn signing off for now on the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.